Right, we have a few minutes. I think we were up to footnote Nun Hei, if I'm not mistaken, on page Lamed Zayin. Paragimel, which we began last year, is reminding us that with all of the avoda of Gula that takes place with the eating, of Halos Hanitzotis, this avoda that we've been talking about for the past few months, with all of that, unless a person is also living a life of not deprivation, but to some degree, he is in the sugya of precious of being in control of how much he eats, of how bechlal, the household sura of eating. If he's not in that avoda of kedoshim tiyu, in prushim min hamutalach, even though the food is kosher and everything is fine, prushim kedoshim tiyu. If not for that, then a person is fooling himself. All of this fancy avoda, all this beautiful avoda we're talking about, kedusha, achila, so on. The bottom line is that if a person just indulges and eats at random, how much and whatever and whenever and so on, so he's not really by the mizbeach when he sits down, and he's fooling himself, and that's what Perek Gimel is about. That there must always be this avoda of kvishas atayvus. Again, not fasting, not anything extreme, but kvishas atayvus. To eat in a way of consciousness, to be an awareness and with a measure of self-control. So footnote Nun Hei, that's where we are. The question, of course, is regarding Shabbos and Yontif. How does all of that work with Shabbos and Yontif? This is a very, very big inyan. Really, it's more in the sugya of Einik Shabbos to learn properly, Mitzvah Shem, which we've spoken about over the years. We'll talk more about. But the questions with Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos is, so footnote Nun Hei, page Lamed Zayin. Shabbos is v'yom tovim, yesh mitzvah lezanig. By the way, I was able to the other day to have a conversation with the Mechaber. I spoke to him from Yerushalayim. His name is Rav Halberstadt. He sounds like in the Sefer, he sounds like on the phone. Shabbos is Yom Tovim, and he's so unbelievably excited that he can't believe that there are a couple of Jews that are learning this. He was like, he couldn't get over it. I said, why not? It's a great Sefer. They're learning. He couldn't get over it. He's so excited. And he asked me to please thank you. He said, thank you. And so he's such nachas of that. He's excited. Shabbos is Yom Tovim, yesh mitzvah lezanig. Thomas says, there's a mitzvah lezanig. There's a mitzvah to enjoy. Thomas is who? And the reason for this is, ki yachasis li meisachol, because relative in comparison to the weekdays, the Shabbos ain't klipa. Relative to the weekdays, the food on Shabbos, the world on Shabbos doesn't have that thick klipa. This is what we're learning about in Lam Tes Melachas Chabur, Chemdas Yama, that Shabbos is an Aliyas Olamis, Shabbos is an andere Welt. It's a different world. The world is different Shabbos. So, because of that, L'chein ein b'yom elu es hatzarech lifreish me'maisvish k'may b'chol. Therefore, the requirement, the need to refrain from the world, not from the, obviously from the melacha, but from eating, from that pleasure of eating, that is not the same on Shabbos and the week. The world is not as worldly on Shabbos. It's not as earthly on Shabbos. And because of that, he says, "V'hainu, kevin shebiyomim elu haruchnius misgaberes." By Shabbos and by Yontiv, the ruchnius is misgaberes. On Shabbos and Yontiv, the ruchnius is stronger. The ruchnius is the neshama. The ruchnius is shining brighter, stronger. Azai ha'odam margish. Therefore, a person is able to feel lefi madrigosai ech hakol ruchnius. It's easier on Shabbos and Yontiv, especially on Shabbos, it's easier to feel that, to be aware, to be cognizant of the mitzias habayre, of the ruchnias, of how this time of eating has something else in it, not just physical pleasure. It's easier on Shabbos and Yontif. Echakol ruchnius, to feel echakol ruchnius. Vein karch leklipis lahapilo. Ideally, of course, a person has to be conscious of this also. There always has to be consciousness. And hishtadlus, always has to be consciousness, hishtadlus. Because of this, the klipas don't have this strength on Shabbos or Yontiv the way that they have during the week to cause a person to be oblivious to the reality of Maloi Chalaris Kavaida. On Shabbos and Yontiv, there's a weakening of that koach of the klipas, and it's easier for a person to be conscious of Heichan ani ba'olam, where am I in the world? To eat in a way that's more refined, to eat in a way of kedusha. Lachshav begashmi es atzma. Omnam, of course, poshet shakol lefi madrega soda. It's poshet that everything's according to the madrega of the person. Ki'av shebishabes, ki'av shebiyachas limoisachol. Even though, of course, compared to the 6 days of the week, Shabbos, there's more of this awareness and consciousness of the ruchnius of the neshama. But it all depends upon, of course, what is the Shabbos? What is Shabbos for this person? What is Shabbos for this person? Eating is a milchama. That's what we've been talking about throughout this entire maimer. The eating is a melchama. That the Zohar Kodesh says it's a time of that. It's a time where the war between the neshama and the guf is like raging during that time of eating. Shabbos is also a melchama. For a person who is really, really shakur, is really immersed in Shabbos, so the enemy, so to speak, it's not so good to use that lashon, but the opposition, the guf, is really much weaker on Shabbos. The guf the guf's not walking around like with a nuclear, you know, arsenal. The guf is walking around like with a hand grenade. It's weaker. But that's only the person's connection to Shabbos and Yontif. You could have a Jew for whom the milchama on Shabbos is lo aleinu, is a strong milchama. I've dealt with situations over the years of women who have complained to me, not once did it ever happen, Baruch Hashem, from the shul, but from different wives who have complained to me that the husband sleeps the whole day, or first of all, until he makes kiddush in shul, and he gets drunk at kiddush, and then he barely gets home at 1:30 with, if they're hanging around with his friends and singing a niggun or two while drinking, and then he barely can talk to the kids at lunch, and he falls asleep, and she has to try to wake him up to get them in. That's not what Hashem had in mind, and that's not a Shabbos to live like that, where the time off from the week gives this person more of an opportunity to lose himself in the world. For that person, it's just the opposite. He's being completely decimated by the guf, Dafkan Shabbos, which is a shocking and tragic thing. So it all depends on, of course, what is Shabbos? What does Shabbos mean to you? What is Shabbos? And as you all know, that it's always an inyan of zelum azeh, the davka, that day which is holiest, if it's not, if you don't tap into the kedusha of Shabbos, if you don't tap into the kedusha of Yontif, it could be mamish ben ahafei chulukim, because it's a very, those are very powerful days. And if you decide, if a person decides on Shabbos to join forces with the guf, then it's just the opposite, then it's more intense. The inyan of the guf, of sleeping and eating, can be more intense on Shabbos than any other day of the week. Not just for the obvious reasons, the guy's off from work, but because it's zelum hazeh. It's a Shabbos is a day of tremendous energy, and if a person joins the side of Ruchnius, so then the side of Gashmius is very weak. The side of Gashmius is seen for what it is; it's not really much of an opponent at all. But if a person is ignoring the Ruchnius of Shabbos and Yontif, his avodah on Shabbos Yontif is how do I get finished with shul as quickly as possible, or nowadays to even avoid shul altogether post COVID, to avoid shul altogether and just to eat and to sleep. So then Shabbos could be as far as his ruchnis is concerned, Shabbos could be the worst day. It's terrible, but Shabbos could be the worst day. Yontif could be the worst day. It all depends. But there's a milchama. It's just you have to know which side you're on. There's a milchama. There's always a milchama. When you're eating, it's a milchama. But it's a question of which side you're on. Shabbos, if you're on the side of the neshama on Shabbos, you have a neshama yisayu. That means that the guf is disarmed. The guf is like the guf is a joke. But if you don't join the neshama yisayu, if you don't join Shabbos, so then it's just the opposite. Then the guf is like laughing and making chayzik of the person, ruining and destroying and mocking the person. But look what kind of a behemoth you are, that even on Shabbos, you can't lift yourself up a tefach from your habits. You can't lift yourself up a tefach from your guf. And the guf mamish makes a joke. And the person sits all Shabbos with food and sleeping, joking and talking, narishkeit and whatever. All Shabbos is, you know, makes a difference. A winter Shabbos, a summer Shabbos. The whole thing is the opposite of what Shabbos is supposed to be. That's what Rashi says.
Yeah.
And if a person doesn't connect to Shabbos what it is, that harchava that is supposed to be one that brings a person closer to Hashem's Baruch takes a person further and further away. It just expands the borders of the guf. What Rashi's talking about is expanding the borders of the neshama, strengthening the neshama, strengthening one's ruchnius. One of the popular jokes, ridiculous comments that people make, you know, when they indulge in Shabbos, and somebody looks and says, "I thought you were on a diet." He said, "No, Shabbos, you know, Shabbos is." Yeah. As their obesity increases, and their heart rate decreases, they're laughing about how much they can eat on Shabbos. Kilo, that's all ruchnius, the kafud, like they're the malachim, or they're eating the man or something in the midbar. No, you're just having your fourth piece of kol, and you're getting fatter and you're getting sick. That's what's happening to you. Kafilu shaklipis lomaslichas lahiridus adam lagashmias gemura. Because even though there is resistance on Shabbos to the klipis, not to bring the person all the way down. Kol mokum is ramas haruchnius shel ha'adam b'shabbos ha'menasim l'hayr. Nevertheless, the level of ruchnius of a person, the klipas, the other side, is working very, very hard to take away this consciousness of the extra ruchnius that's available, to take away that feeling of the extra ruchnius. There's a tremendous effort on the part of the klipas to make a person detached from that ruchnius. L'chem gam b'shabbos tzarich l'hilachem. Therefore, it's a Muhammad's mitzvah, and that's fought on Shabbos as well. We don't have a choice, especially in our times. We don't have a choice. The Muhammad continues on Shabbos as well. L'chein gam b'Shabbos tzarich lehilachem. La leis le'echus ha'goshas ruchnias yoyse gavoh. On Shabbos, the Klippas are fighting very, very hard that we should not access that neshama yisera, and we should not ascend to a higher level in ruchnias. Le'echav b'machshavas kedoshim, so we should not eat with machshavas, with thoughts of kedusha. The truth is that on Shabbos, this tremendous siyata d'shmaya, if a person wants to, on Shabbos, this tremendous siyata d'shmaya to be matzliach in ruchnias. But if a person does not want, then it could be chalila, it could be the opposite. And pashut gam b'Shabbos tzarich shelo hafris b'achila. And as pashut, as far as what about precious is concerned, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, what about precious? What about refraining on Shabbos? Do you have to have 14 of the latest dips? Sweet garlic, sour garlic. I don't even know the name. There's a whole dip section. My wife told me in the grocery now, there's a whole section just of dips. The person might as well just go into it himself. Just get a big vat of dips and just go eat it. 4 times 7, 26, whatever your minig is. Just get a vat of dips. Of course, take a big challah. You can get like, you know, 3-foot-long challah. Just stand in the vat and go teufel in the dips. Take a piece of challah and talk to him again. What about the inyan of refraining a little bit on Shabbos, a little bit more? I've told you a number of times over the years that they say a story, you know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, you know, that he used to have kvitz tzederuch, and he used to travel. He would take a thing and put over the guy's eyes that was driving, the wagon driver. And the Baal Shem Tov would say Seamus, and they would be in another place. The horses were, and they'd be in another place in a minute. So they say that the Baal Shem Tov was doing the Kriyas Derech, and the horses were flying, and they're looking at each other. And one horse said, one ferret said to the other ferret, "You know, we're not horses. We're malachim. We're malachim. Horses can't fly." We're malachim. And the other one says, yeah, we're talking malachim. And they're flying, and they feel very good about themselves, these horses. And then they land. The Baal Shem Tov brings them down. And the Baal Shem Tov goes in to whatever, the kretchma over there, the inn. The Baal Shem Tov goes in. And the fellow ties the horses up over there by the trough, you know, where they eat. And the two horses put their faces into the whole thing. Their heads are covered with the food, whatever they're eating, or the schmutz on the food. And then one horse looks to the other and says, "I guess we're just horses after all. I guess we're just horses after all." You know, if that would be on Shabbos, with a person sitting with his head in the food, and to take a peek up for a second, just take a breath, just a breather for a second, or at Kiddush, and just look at his friend at Kiddush, you know, the guy next to him, and say, "I guess we're just fairs after all." That could be on Shabbos too. I guess I'm just a horse. So, Shagam b'Shabbos, Sarachl, Shaloi lahaf is b'achila. Shabbos one has to also be careful not to overeat. Shaloi lahaf is b'achila. Yoyisim rotz Hashem is b'ach. Eli yoichel b'mida nechayna. Yoichel b'mida nechayna. To eat with restraint and in a dignified way. Loishi yisachif achat havos lahatu akol, not to just go mamish after this tibus. You know, you put it off the whole week. The whole week he's in the avod of precious and Shabbos. He just, you know, he lets go. No. Higam biyam meilu, tzach next page, tzach lakadish yisatzmo. Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person has to makadish himself as well. Shabbos, you have to eat the kedusha with precious also. Just on Shabbos, there's more siyata d'shmaya that achila should be kedusha because of the neshama yisera, and the added strength and the presence of Ruchnias, you have more siyata d'shmaya to be matzliach in the milchama. Therefore, one can eat more, and one can eat more not only in the quantity, but the quality of the food that he enjoys can be more on Shabbos. We see this by the achila of the kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash. Gemara says that kahanim were heavy, were overweight. Because of the korbanos, miroiv achilas korbanos, the kahanim were heavier than the rest of the population. Remember, in those times, most of the population didn't have much to eat. It wasn't like now. The kahanim were eating more, and so shmeinim doesn't mean that they were very, very, very big, but it means that they were more zachtig than the rest of the chaver. V'ayin shemiroiv kedushas hamikdash v'korbanos yochel leochel harmik. But what the Gemara is telling us is that Miroiv Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash has Neshama Yisera all week long. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of Neshama Yisera, the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Kahanim were able to eat, it was easier for the Kahanim to eat B'Kedusha when they're eating in the Beis HaMikdash than when they're eating at home. B'Kedusha Neira, it was Kedusha Neira, Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash was Yom Kippur, the Beis HaMikdash was Shabbos, was Yom Tov, was everything in one place. Was the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kahanim were able to eat more B'Kedusha. Well, in Atzeach, it's like Klipas. Beis HaMikdash was much, much, much easier to be in Atzeach, it's like Klipas, to win the war, was the Beis HaMikdash. You know, it's like it's the home court, it's the headquarters of Kedusha, is the Beis HaMikdash. Rafa Pichen, Gam Mizah, Haysam L'Chama. Nevertheless, as the Sfarim tell us, depending upon each Kohen, it's also Melchama. It's possible for a person, even in the Beis HaMikdash, to forget. Again, kachim yochel lechol b'tay v'zachim. Even kachim could be eaten b'tay v'zachim with the wrong intention, not lishma. There's something missing, even in the Beis HaMikdash, or outside the Beis HaMikdash with the Korban Pesach, kachim kalim. K'may shomeres ha'gemara al Korban Pesach yisharm darche Hashem tzadikim yelchol bay v'poyishim yikashlo bay. And the Gemara says about the Korban Pesach, Yisharm Darche Hashem, the ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim Yelchul Bay, Tzadikim walk in that path, but the very same path, Paishim Yikashlo Bay, by the Korban Pesach. As for the Tzadik, the Korban Pesach was an unbelievable, now that wasn't eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, that was eaten in your house. For the Tzadik, the Korban Pesach was an unbelievable aliyah. Whatever the Sfarim say about the Korban Pesach was the achil of the Korban Pesach. Tzadikim Yelchul Bay, but for the Paishim, for the Rishayim, or for people who are not like that, then it was an achila gasa. It was just another night out, on the town. That's all. Alas sheyesh siyu agal mekdushas hamikdash v'akadosh. But there was tremendous siyata d'shmaya when a Jew would eat the Korban Pesach in his house. It was, he had the kedushas hamizbech infused in this carbon. He had in his own house. He's eating the Korban Pesach and it's. And it's an unbelievable opportunity for his kairos, for kivus Hashem. But it depends on the person. Always depends on the person. A klal hu, ma sheha adam yochol leochol natzeach as a klipa toiv la'asas kain. The klal is that when a person is able to eat and to honestly im natzeach the klipa and to eat in kedush and so on, good. King of Iris needs sages, because we've been learning about that avodah. It's a tremendous avodah of being megala, the whole tachlis of creation, which is what nisavres baruch liyos liyos baruch liyos b'sachtanim, which is dear b'sachtanim for elokus to be revealed in this world. It's a tremendous thing. U'masakin asaylam, I'm fixing the world. Alakol b'midah hanachayna, but everything has to be with honesty and the right measure. Kim oivre samida, the person is oivre samida, if he has man va'inyan. If he's not following the program, and he goes away from the program, then b'za'atzman nischof ahagashmis, then it's just the opposite. Then he's mamish, because there's more gashmis on Shabbos, as far as on Yom Tov, there's more gashmis Shabbos and Yom Tov. So be nischof ahagashmis, you see, on a Purim, on a Yom Tov, even though the days of Beis Beis HaMikdash take a days, but a person could be. This last Hanukkah, there was a guy that said to me that he was someplace that was Masiba, and somebody said to me, he was eating a sufganiya, and he said, he made a cheshmet, this is somewhere between his 100th and 110th jelly donut that he had over Hanukkah. I thought maybe he was joking, but he looked like he was serious. I don't know, such a record to break. I don't know who Gerger, Babe Ruth, and Mickey Mantle, I don't know whose record was being broken, but it was quite an accomplishment. Like they used to have Lahavdil, I don't know if they still have it. I remember always hearing on the radio that they would have on Coney Island by Nathan's hot dogs, they would have a hot dog eating contest. So there are more hot dogs on Shabbos in this day. Well, I get the, like, it's kind of shyless, like, somebody asked me, are you allowed to have a barbecue on Yontif? So it bothers me that there's a shyla like that. Okay, maybe the oven's not working, or maybe it's hot in the house. Maybe, you know, there are all kinds of limudim of why would a person have a barbecue on Shabbos, but it could be it's also, we should only be down the Kansas. But it could be that it's a Yom Tov barbecue. Another thing that we haven't done yet, you know, Nathan's hot dogs. The rules of Prishus and Tznius and so on are on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. And if a person is not going to abide by them, it could be the most Megushim days of the year. It could be Shabbos and Yom Tov. During the week, he's too busy. He's running. Shabbos, he's not so busy. And he's sitting and he's sitting and sitting. People that they make their suddas for 3-4 hours, you know, these people that they have their Shabbos suddas, they go into 3 o'clock a day. I'm not if they're talking Torah, they're singing these mirrors, of course I'm not. It's a big thing. But, you know, they're just these pressing fests of Gashmias. That's not what Shabbos and Yom Tov is. Vein l'siyu mishamayim. There's no siyata d'shmai that achila should be b'kedusha. It's not an achila b'kedusha. It's time he's fooling himself. It's not achila b'kedusha at all. I will go down to Shkhadish and continue by the Hashem.